From the KLYT broadcast studio, this is ABQ Connect.
A very special ABQ Connect. We're going to spend some time going over some Christmassy things, things you'll enjoy as we head into the season, things to consider as a gift, and things just to enjoy as we really remember the reason for the season as we head through it here. In studio with me, Dominique Miller, Marissa Spitzer, Antoine Brothers, hey. And in studio with me via the IP is Stefan Green from South Africa. Welcome all of you onto ABQ Connect.
Thank you. Yeah,
thanks
great
for
to
us.
Be here.
And Stefan, you're there?
Yes.
There he is.
Hello, Steve. Hello, K-Light family. Thanks for having us on your amazing radio station.
We're looking
forward to chatting.
We can't wait to have your face in the place, Stefan. We're here today to talk about not only a new Christmas project, but Calvary MSC. Stefan, I'm going to throw it right to you to let the listeners know about what exactly is Calvary MSC.
100%. Good question, Steve. Calvary MSC is the worship movement that is out of Calvary Church with Skip Heitzig. And we've gone through a few iterations of names as the years have gone on. I think it was Battle Drums and then Battle Drums Worship. And now 2024, we are Calvary MSC, which you might ask, what is that? That is Calvary Music. And we are a collective of worship leaders and artists that are endeavoring and believing to write music that will build bridges to heaven, but also where we create worship that hosts the presence of God. It's not about entertainment, it's not about performance, but it's about putting a smile on God's face. And hopefully out of that, people will find life change and life transformation.
Very good. Well, Stefan, as essentially the leader of Calvary MSC, tell us what your part in that is. Including, you know, projects like this.
100%, yeah. At the moment, it's been a beautiful journey of navigating life from South Africa in the States, through the States, with the team, and doing that with Carrillo and Nate Heitzig, which are pastors in Calvary. But at the moment, it's navigating projects like these, looking at next year, 2025, planning releases and songs and collaborating together as a team. I think many of people are part of churches and teams where sometimes it can be silos where the teams aren't collaborating, but rather comparing. And so we have recently started working together when it comes to creating on projects for projects. Normally it would be Sunday to Sunday or Wednesday with Sheology or Wednesday nights, but now we are looking at creating music together as a team. We also have moments where we do have stuff called Team Hang, which we'd love to invite anyone who is musicians or creatives to come to those. And at the moment, the team could maybe speak more into that, which would be great. What are team hangs? What are team tune-ups? Because we would love to invite other creatives to be a part of what we're doing in Calvary, Albuquerque.
All right. So Stefan just dropped it here. Who's going to pick up that mantle and kind of go into the team hang when it is, if it is a regular time, and who are we looking to get there and how do they get there?
Yeah, absolutely. I can speak to that. So Creative Team Hangs, we have them the third Thursday of every other month. And like Stefan said, it's just a time and an opportunity if you're a creative to get together. We inspire one another. We encourage creating. We fellowship and just hang out with each other. It's a great time. We encourage all of our team to go, or even those who maybe are a part of the church or maybe are just checking us out through social media. If they're interested in just seeing what we do, what we're about, we invite everyone to come. So it's open to all. And it's a special time.
Now, I want to say the last one was in November.
Yeah.
So is the next one coming up January?
January, then? Yeah. The third Thursday of January.
Okay. Just out of curiosity, have you had someone come out for the creative hang, a musician maybe, and actually ended up finding people that connect with Calvary MSC to play during service with you and kind of connect in that community?
We've had a new number of different people that'll come out. I don't know that specifically for Calvary MSC, but we've definitely had creatives that'll come out that we've all spent time with that'll end up joining the production team in the meantime as they are pursuing the things here at Calvary.
Okay, and for clarification, the artists that people see on stage at Calvary Church on the weekend, now, whether that's West Side or Main Stage, are those all part of the full, the Calvary MSC?
Yes, absolutely. So we are one team, and we will serve at each of the ministries that Calvary has,
okay,
all of them. So we rotate, so you may see some of us at Westside. You may see some of us at Osuna Campus or at Sheology. But again, we're one team, all Calvary MSC.
Okay. And actually, I was negligent when we started this. There's a couple of full-time Calvary MSC members that aren't in studio with us, Lino Chavez and Andrew Aguilar, both part of the process. Love those guys.
Yes.
Now, the whose brainchild was this new Christmas project, Hail the King?
I think
yes, that was a me trying to reclaim that Christmas music can be exceptional and beautiful, and also worshipful, not just something that you call a carol that happens once a year. I sent a little foolish iMessage to Nathan Heitzig, and I said, hey, what if we did a Christmas project? And I thought he was gonna message back a little thumbs down. And he messaged back the thumbs up and hearts. And he's like, let's do this. And then he calls me on Friday afternoon and I'm busy driving the car. And he's like, hey, so we're going to do a song where it feels like we next to a fireplace drinking eggnog. And then let's do a song where the song ends and it goes into a spoken word. And if you know anything about Nathan Heitzig, he is quite a creative mogul in the sense of he throws stuff at the canvas, and it's not just stuff, it's actually beautiful paint. And he has a way of using his imagination. And it really did shape a lot of what we have coming up this Friday.
And I would almost say visionary, as you're trying to come up with a description. certainly that would describe Nate, and we're going to hear more of that actually later in the hour. We plan to hear his audiobook, so stay with us for that as well. Listen, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. We're going to sample some of the new music from Hail the King and continue our conversation with Calvary MSC right after this on ABQ Connect.
On KLYT, this is ABQ Connect.
Well, in the midst of a conversation with most of the team from Calvary MSC and talking about their new Christmas project, Hail the King, releasing almost as we speak. So we're really looking forward to this season, listening to this new project. Before we get to a sampling of the title track, Hail the King, let me throw it to each of you, and with the time we have, about a minute, just briefly, if you're on an elevator talking to someone and, hey, what got you into music? before you get off the elevator, you've told them your story, okay? And I wish we had more time, but I do want to know, Stefan, let's start with you. What got you into music? How did that happen?
Yeah, here we go, elevator pitch. But now, on fast forward, a big one was I found that I didn't really have a place to heal and hide, in the sense of a place where I could just be with God and myself, and myself and God. And for some people, that place, they find it in a church. For some, they find it in being at home or in the car. For me, it was through the sonics and frequencies of music. And it was a real catharsis process, and a healing and a safe place for myself, where I could heal.
Yeah, real therapeutic. And
so when it comes across now with music, that's what I'm trying to create, music that would hopefully be a safe place and a hiding place where people can heal.
Well, and thank you for sharing that, not only, you know, what brought you there, but the product that's come from it to share with others is greatly appreciated. Now, for me, okay, since we're, you know, I'm not doing music. I mean, I play the spoons sometimes. But for me, that therapeutic thing, feeling good, is cooking or barbecuing, you know, where you just kind of, you know what, man, the phone's not here, the whatever. And I hear you, Stefan, in more of a healing area, something that you could regularly go to, that Christ can use to create something that ultimately brings him glory. Dominique, I'm sure you've got a story about music. What brought you to it?
Yeah, man, it's just all glory to God. I started off doing music in my youth group right around the time I was 13. And I was in and out of worship. I was doing musical theater all throughout high school. Like, that was my jam, theater, music. Kind of got off track a bit there for a little while in college, kind of stepped away from the Lord. And it's kind of like what Stefan said. It's like there was something so healing. It was the one place I feel like I was closest to the Holy Spirit, where, like, even when I was off track with him, there was always something just through worship music.
Where it's powerful.
God. Yeah.
I mean, you know, and I am a music lover. And I will tell you, it's amazing to me, you know, we're fearfully and wonderfully made.
Yeah.
You know, and think of all those songs that you haven't heard in however long. And when they come on, you know, somehow God has recorded it way back somewhere in that memory.
Yeah.
And it is. It can be so therapeutic and so powerful.
Yeah.
Marissa?
Yes, I agree. Music is incredibly powerful. And it was something that was always just playing in my home when I was younger. My dad played guitar. My dad sung to me. And I was just so drawn to music. Fast forward to 2010, when I gave my life to the Lord, I realized that it was less of a talent that I had and more of just an overwhelming calling. I could not deny that the Lord was calling me to worship him and to lead others in worship. I also started leading worship in youth group, eventually transitioned into leading, for some of our main services. And fast forward to now, just being able to lead worship at a place like Calvary Church is just mind-blowing to me. And to be able to do projects like this is just an honor. It's, you know, people speak about their dream jobs, and this is my dream job. Being able to lead God's people into worship is my dream job. And so I'm just so honored to be here.
We're honored to have you. Thanks for being with us. And listen, if you just tuned in, we're in the midst of a conversation with Calvary MSC and kind of going through the whole team that's present. Lino and Andrew not able to join us today. You know, it's a busy world. But Antoine, your music history, what brought you to what you do?
Yeah, mine is more of a funnier story than I think the others have shared. growing up, I had music in the house as well. My parents always played the hits, you know, the Motowns, Commodores, like you were speaking of before we started this interview. And my affinity for music developed there, but I wasn't like pursuing it. I grew up around a bunch of like dudes that like in New York, the rite of passage of sports, right? Like everyone wants to play sports. So I thought I was going to play sports. And then I got my first injury and I was like, yo, this isn't for me. I got to figure something else out. And so fast forward in high school, my chorus teacher sits me down and she's like, hey, it's the off season. We could use your voice and the choir. And I was like, I'm not singing in front of these people. You got to be crazy. And then she told me about this one dude that she fell in love with because of his voice. And I was like, you know what? There might be something that I'm going to join the choir. And so I joined the choir. And I'd like to say the rest was history, but I always wanted to be in the background. I never wanted to be in the front. And just God had other plans. Like throughout my life, I can just see the way that he's orchestrated things and kind of pushed me to the front of just kind of like growing in my talent and then like leading others. And like Stefan was saying, like the therapeutic aspect of creating music, you know, like has been highly beneficial for me, you know, psalming in the sense of just like writing down the things that the Lord is speaking and just doing in my personal life has been very instrumental for the way that I lead worship and do music on my own.
Okay, now a little more than the spoons, I will tell you, I took piano lessons as a kid. I can read music, I can still, but I don't sight read. And I actually have kids that are much more musical than I am, that are more, they play by ear, and they're learning the other parts of music. But kind of a funny story. When I was doing piano lessons here in the early 70s, here in New Mexico, I had a Mrs. Green, my music teacher.
Oh, that's my mom.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. I would say song, and she would say, if you call that a song, because it wasn't a song. Mm-hmm. If you call it a song one more time, I'm going to make you sing it. It's a piece. and the other thing she would do, now she was, this is in the 70s, she was probably in her late 70s or 80s. Mm-hmm. And she didn't have a metronome. She kept time for me with her dentures.
No way.
She would click her dentures. But God bless Mrs.
That's
Green.
Incredible.
That is great.
And I did go on to, actually, you know, in mid-high, did the recorder and flutophone, whatever. Mm. But I ended up getting a really nice honer. I'm talking to musicians. So, you know, like I had a really nice honer recorder I took seriously for a while in high school, which is a beautiful instrument for the right piece if you're Celine Dion, right?
Yeah.
But anyway, now listen, we're going to set up Stefan for us, Hail the King. We want to have our listeners enjoy this. We'll have a little more before the end of our time together, but talk about the process and what were you hoping for in this, not just the project, but the specific title cut, Hail the King.
Yeah, I think over history and over time, it seems for humanity that Christmas has become about gifts and who we're gonna have dinner with and what Christmas tree or lights are you gonna put up and what am I gonna wear to church on Christmas morning, all to find out that we've actually missed the true essence of what this celebration and this day is about. Yes, even though it has been maybe embryoed and birthed by a pagan festival, I think we have a God that can redeem every moment. And as he does, like there we have Christmas. And so within that process, I think Hail the King welcomes in the advent and arrival, reminding us that this is why we're celebrating this day. It's not about the trees. It's not about the gifts. It's about the greatest gift that was ever given to humanity and will always be the greatest gift. And that is the King of Jesus. And so this song celebrates the thrill of hope that Christ brings to the weary world over and over again, echoing a timeless call to all who seek peace, redemption, and joy. that's how we have Hail the King. And we worked on this as a team. I worked on it with Nate over some time. And yeah, we shaped it up to be something beautiful. I saw the team did it this Sunday, and Lena led it really well. So awesome. That's Hail the King, yo. And I hope you have a listen. I hope you don't just listen, but also allow it to sink into your spirit and into your homes as you celebrate.
All right, well, let's do that right now. Here's Hail the King from Calvary MSC.
Who left angels in glorious light? A seed born to crush the serpent's head. Played in hay, cried under stars. What child is this that trades his crown? It must be Jesus. Who is this sacred mystery?
That's Hail the King, the title cut from the latest project from Calvary MSC. We're going to continue, give you a little more to enjoy. As a matter of fact, Joy to the World. We'll let you know about that and play some of that for you when we come back from the break on ABQ Connect.
This is ABQ Connect.
Well, welcome back in our final segment with the team from Calvary MSC talking about Hail the King, the new Christmas project. And connected with us in South Africa, Stefan. You obviously, Stefan Green, you're a big part of putting this together with the team. Before we go into playing the final song and setting that up, for those that have already heard Hail the King, hey, I want a copy of that. I want to gift that to someone. How would people go about that?
The best way would be to go via your major music platform that you listen to music, be that Amazon Music or Apple Music or Spotify, and there's many more out there. But what you would do is purchase it, and then you could send it to a friend as a e-gift. We haven't printed any CDs or LPs yet, but our next projects will be looking at doing that.
Yeah, you know, I'm old enough, I've seen it come full circle, right? I started with 45s and vinyl, and then went to all the different iterations of music. And now we're right back to where the, you know. And actually, you know, a small nerdy fact, you guys probably know. I remember a guy who worked for Sony, actually, years ago showed me this. When CDs were out, I was saying how great all that, and it is, it's great. But it's not the actual recording of, it's not analog. It's digital, and you just can't get the same sound off of something. It might be clean, but it's not, you know, that bell ringing, that's ones and zeros sounding like a bell. It's not a bell ringing.
Yeah.
But we would encourage you in the meantime to find those digital outlets and get them to your friends, and then get that special, you know, when the vinyl or whatever is available, go back and get that too. Stefan, we're out of time, but let's set up this final song, Joy to the World, obviously a classic. What was your inspiration for including this?
100%. Joy to the World is an absolute beautiful pen song that was already written. And we thought, hey, why can't we sing Joy to the World? And I think I've realized I can sing it because I realize I'm not alone. And so the big lyric that does pierce through in the chorus that you'll hear at the end says, because we are not alone. That's why we have reason to be joyful and live in joy every moment of our lives. And so, yeah, the team worked on this. They cracked some amazing vocals. It would be cool to hear from them how it was for them when they were tracking that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was so much fun. Gosh, I'm new to studio recording, so it was just a really fun experience. Antoine really helped me a lot with that because he not only sings wonderfully, but he's also a producer himself. So he was able to tell me, okay, do this, try that. So it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, we were just exploring different sounds, and there's this part in the song where we couldn't find a harmony, but Marissa was fooling around with different notes, and I was like, oh, that fits, let's do it. We were just having fun. I think the song itself is fun, and so we were trying to capture that together as a team.
And Dominique?
Yeah, we have a running joke. I was pretty sick when we were recording initially, and I was trying to get my vocals warmed up, and I like took a take like 36 times, and Antoine came in and it was all 36 times. It was kind of funny, but same, super new to the process, but super thankful for the team and their support of just getting us, you know, like comfortable with this new calling that God's given us for Calvary MSC, and we're excited of what's to come and how we grow in this and how we can just continue to love on people and show them Jesus through music.
All right. Well, listen, we've been visiting with Calvary MSC about the new project, Hail the King. And we just set up Joy to the World. Let's hear it. Joy to the World from Hail the King.
Joy to the world. make a joyful noise and never let the celebration end. Praise the Prince of Peace, worship the mighty King of Kings, make a joyful noise and never let the celebration end. Praise the Prince of Peace, worship the mighty King of Kings, make a joyful noise.
Joy to the world. I want to thank the team from Calvary MSC and their time with us today. I look forward to hearing this for seasons to come,
yeah,
as it really helps us to get through the distractions of the season and bring us to the celebration of the birth of the Christ child.
That's
that through him that we can all find eternal life, we can find salvation, we can find redemption. And thank you guys for the work you've done to honor the King. Hail the King. Thanks to the Calvary MSC team, guys. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, thanks, Steve.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening to ABQ Connect.